Alright guys, I'm back for another episode of In the Car. It's been a while. It is almost June. We're at the end of May. Y'all, I just done had some stuff going on. So I think the last time I told y'all I was on spring break. But now I got about 10 days, 9, 8, 7, I'm about to be done, lost count. Days left of school. We're testing. We've already started testing. I've had some medical things that I've had to take care of. It's always something going on with my kids. I'm in the process of just trying to make some change. And so I think that's what this episode is going to be about. So have you ever been in a place where you know you're ready for a change, but you're not quite sure what that looks like? So for me, I'm ready for a career change. Not necessarily a whole career shift, just a new setting, a new population. And I thought long and hard about this. So I knew back in December that this is what I wanted to do. But y'all, I don't know where I'm going. Crazy, right? I was always taught as a little girl that you don't leave one place without having somewhere else to go. And I was also taught that you never know, you never let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. So yeah, but I don't even know what I'm doing. But the thing about it is, I'm at peace about the situation, and it's so uncertain. I just been applying for a lot of things and still waiting on something to manifest. And so that's a part of like the way I make things happen for me. I manifest them. And I'm sure that's like a buzzword that you guys have been hearing a lot, but for me it works. I have a manifestation book. But before I had my book, I was just writing stuff down on sticky notes, y'all. Sticky notes and just plastering them on my desk. And it a lot of things, or most of the things I manifest, wasn't even career related. And then I'm very specific with my manifestations. It's just like when people talk about prayer, and you're asking the man above, because my listeners might believe in all different things and I welcome that. So when you're asking the creator, the universe, or whoever that you pray to for something, they always talk about being specific in your prayers. And so I get very specific as possible about what location, who, destination, price, all of those things. And so I have, most of my manifestations have come to life. You know, they say write it down, make it plain. And that's what I've been doing. But I also believe in how they talk about faith without works is dead. So you can manifest something, but you still got to be working on the manifestation, right? So, for instance, and I may have talked about this in a previous podcast, I'm not sure, because a fun fact about me, I don't go back and listen to what I record. I record it, I save it, and then I publish it. But last year, around this time, no, a couple months back before this time, I was like, okay, I'm going to build me a tiny house. And a lot of my manifestations or things that I'm manifesting is not just off the top of my head, something that I just was like, oh, I want to build a tiny house. These are things that have been in my mind, on my mind, that I continuously come back to over the years. And this is one of them. Before it became this really big thing, before you start hearing about she sheds, throws, which is tiny homes on wheels, I've always been a fan. And so I had decided, you know what, I'm going to start looking for some land. So I don't have a timeline on when it's going to be built. But I knew that it just felt like the universe was saying this is the right time to purchase some land. So I started looking. But as I was looking, I also wrote down very specifically what I was looking for in land. And again, I was still writing on sticky notes. But I had a coworker who has these books. And on the front of the book, it says, "Sis, this gotta work." And she gifted me one before she left because she's no longer my colleague. And I made that my manifestation book. And the way hers is set up is that when you open it, you put in an affirmation. There's a place where you can put a date. You can put your positive affirmation. And then you write whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish or whatever you're trying. For me, whatever I'm trying to manifest. So at that time, I didn't technically. I wrote the affirmation, but I put the sticky note in the book. And then I wrote some other things. And so I started my hunt. And the universe worked its magic. And so I found this piece of land. And I got with the realtor that I wanted to get with, which happens to be my husband's line brother's wife. Okay? If you're not Greek, you have fraternities and sororities. My husband's in a fraternity. And he has what you call line brothers. And his wife is who I wanted to work with. So when I sent her the property, y'all, she was like, "Bet, that's my listing." I was like, look at that. Look. Look, universe. And so, now there's always some things that's going to try to stop you. But when you're trying to manifest something, you don't give up. And so, if somebody tells me no, it's just a no from that particular person. It's not a no completely. And so, I was definitely getting some pushback, some hurdles. But, when plan A don't work out, I'm the type of person, I got a B, C, D, all the alphabet. Because I just don't accept no for an answer. And yeah, I was able to get my land. And so I'm manifesting this shift. But I've also been working to put things in place so that everything can align. So brushing up on some skills for the direction that I want to go in. Trying to update my license, because I know I've mentioned this before that I'm a licensed mental health counselor, but now I'm looking to become a licensed mental health counselor supervisor, which means I can supervise clinicians who have their associate license. So just putting things in place. That's why y'all ain't heard from me. So I've been taking these online courses, taking all these tests, spending all my money, getting background checks. So that I can make these things happen. And so I'm ready, you guys. I'm ready for a change. And I'm hoping that the next time y'all hear from me, that I will be reporting about my change. But I'm always hopeful. I'm always positive about things. But then I'm always doing things that's going to prepare me and get me there. Because everybody got their things. Some of y'all might smudge. I pulled my cards. I talked to everybody. So that's what I've been up to, guys. School ends June 9th and your girl is ready for a reset, for maybe a little relaxing. But if I get this career shift, your girl might be working, so I might not have summers off no more, which I'm okay, and I've accepted that as well. But in the meantime, I'm looking forward to relaxing a little bit, but also preparing myself to make whatever shift that's about to come. Because something is about to happen. It's a good something. And I'm getting my mind and my heart receptive to receive it. So, all right, guys. I'm sitting here at the smoothie shop. It's rainy. It's a wet weekend. I'm pretty sure folks had cookouts planned and all that. And the weather just said, no, not today. But I was waiting on the smoothie shop to open. So I was like, let me catch up and let me catch y'all up with what I'm doing. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm hoping this shop opens because they said it opens at 11. And I'm ready to get my smoothie. So until next time, peace.